Welcome to the Contractor Success. You're here because you want to build your own business, and so it happens to be a construction business, a contracting business. What does it take to become a contractor, and what does it entail to run a contracting business? Well, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work just to manage it, operate it, and that's at a minimum. That's a lot of work. Running a big business is not easy. So, here we are. How do you go from becoming a new contractor or an existing contractor that's struggling and not making the income that you need to becoming a contractor that's successful in the business that makes good money so that it's worth becoming a contractor? There are a lot of details to becoming a contractor that people like to leave out. It is ironic how a lot of the news you hear about being a contractor, it's great, it makes a lot of money, but there are so many different elements that nobody is talking about. For instance, building a successful construction contractor business in today's competitive landscape takes more than just experience with a hammer and nails. The requirements are deep understanding of business management, learning how to utilize lead generation, not just programs, companies, and marketing, employee and subcontractor coordination, legal compliance for your business, and learning how to be a master of estimating and negotiating profitable contracts. I'm going to outline the basics for what the contractor success offers you. A big hang-up and challenge for everybody becoming a contractor is understanding what happens in the office and acknowledging that a large portion of your business is dependent on the success of your website. How else do people know who you are? The old ways of advertising flyers and mailers and just simple emails, that doesn't work anymore. So in reality, what we're looking at is we're in a new era of contracting. I have been a licensed contractor for over 21 years. There is a lot to it, you know. There is a lot that I've learned. In the past 10 years, I've learned the most. Initially, when I became a contractor, there was always something to prove, always a homeowner that you wanted to satisfy, even at your own expense. You always feel, when you're new and up and coming, your work is going to speak for itself. I am here to help you protect yourself and help you generate a six-figure income with your contracting business in 6 months. Alright, so let's get down to the basics of things. There are three classes of becoming a contractor, A, B, and C. The A is a general engineering contractor, B, general building contractor, and Class C are all the specialty contractors' licenses. As example is C10 is electrical, and C27 is landscaping, C36 is a plumber, etc. Each classification requires a different trade test. You'll take the same law test no matter what contractor's license you are applying for. Every contractor abides by the same laws, okay? You can study for that test so that you can almost ensure that you'll pass it. There is an easier way to go about studying for it, though. The aspect of learning how to pass a test on your own at home is somewhat challenging and a little bit scary. It's good to have confidence and refresh a lot of what you have learned, because passing a test, it's not the same as going out and building your project. Contractor State License School is an online program. It offers comprehensive preparation courses. There are practice exams and legal study guides that are kind of the key to knowing where you stand and what you need to still prep for. Everybody has their weaknesses, right? Once you feel you have that confidence and you have studied or you've went through the studying school, the state license school, you're going to schedule your exam and you're going to take as many practice tests as you can just to keep refreshing yourself, because that day when you sit down to take that test for the trade test, it's all different. You know, there's emotions involved, your nerves, everything. It really does change a lot of things. So I think that it's very important for everybody that's a contractor to understand the challenge in becoming a successful contractor. There are techniques and strategies that seasoned and veteran contractors don't even have to really use because they've been around so long. As a newer contractor, and I'm not even that old when it comes down to it. Yeah, I've been licensed for over 21 years, but there are clearly the bosses that I had and learned from. And I got lucky because I had a boss that was really not that nice, but man, he really knew what he was talking about. And he's a smart guy. He still is. Yeah, he's old now, but it really does help picking up skills and knowledge and better business practices from somebody that has already walked the same road you're traveling. So one thing I did notice, even back when I was young, my boss had a very good website in a time when websites weren't even something special. But promoting your business is a lot of work, and you have to have your name out there. You have to get your brand out there. There has to be some kind of presence on the street. Online presence is a big deal because it lists your business on platforms, right? That's what you want. You're going to want to list your business on platforms. That's the purpose. You want to get on there, get on Angie Leads, House, Thumbtack, Home Advisor. Those are just examples of lead generation sites, getting your business out there into a portal that property owners go to find contractors. That's great and all, but you are competing directly with a lot of contractors that have the same license as you and likely live nearby you. It's not fun. But as you become more experienced, your confidence in estimating and bidding jobs, you'll have more surety about that. You'll feel more confident. You don't budge and change your contract to be more competitive with your pricing against younger contractors. Let younger contractors go out there and prove what they want. And at the end of the day, all that matters is if you're actually turning a profit and doing a good job. Making somebody happy and satisfying them and impressing property owners should be the last thing on your mind. Your job is very clear. You give an estimate. If it is accepted and you follow through with the contract, your job is to complete the contract as it is and as it says. You don't have to go above and beyond. That is not part of the job. In fact, when was the last time you had a property owner give you more money than what you estimated the job for because they thought you did such a great job? Now, when you need more money and it has nothing to do with your contract, that's called a change order. And you're allowed to actually submit that to a homeowner, but homeowners don't like that because somehow they feel a contractor is supposed to know every angle of everything, even what is unforeseen. The trick of everything is to make a profit. You know, having a good labor force, employees and subcontractors to have your back, because you can't do everything yourself. And once you start taking on a lot of work to bring in more profits, you will find yourself very overwhelmed. And if you have a crew, you are not going to be able to send your crew to 5-10 different jobs, you know, all at once. So the concept of subcontracting strategies is very important. It's very vital to learn that with a team, you can get farther. It'll get way further, understanding that teamwork can bring in more revenue streams. So you might be able to focus more on your niche part of your business. So let's put it this way. Training strategies in construction are the same as if you have a landscaping company. Training employees using a structured and repeatable process is kind of the key. Safety on a job site is vital. It should be the first concept of work that you are teaching your workers. Beyond the job learning, it's important, but the safety is the first measure. You know, pairing new hires with experienced crew members is very knowledgeable for you. Okay? You learn a lot watching who your best workers are by seeing how they can actually teach the newer employees. So when you have less skilled guys, you need your better skilled and more talented workers to prep your guys that are new, to train them, to get them up to speed, right? Your job isn't always going to be training. You need to be at your office. You need to be bringing in more jobs. You need to be out there hitting the street with your advertising. When I say hit the street, it doesn't mean go out there door to door knocking. You need to be on point. That means every time you see an angle to bring in more work, you're going to do that. But most of your job is going to be managing what happens at the office and online. A website is a whole different thing. Managing your website has nothing to do with running a construction business. Doing the work and getting out there and building a house or installing a driveway or a wall or putting on a roof, you know, and repairing some plumbing. None of that has anything to do with what it takes to manage a website and online presence. The biggest struggle for contractors is exactly that. So what we did at the Contractor Success is we are able to eliminate those challenges for you. We can either, we have three tiers. We can build you your website so that it is effective for you and you can walk away. And we also have a different approach, an approach that possibly interests a lot of contractors. The reality is your website costs money. Everything that supports it is an expense. You need hosting, you need a domain name, you need the software and all of the elements that are needed for a website. You need the platform, okay? You need to know how to install your themes, your code, your CSS files. You need to understand how a website works in order to manage it. So what do we do at the Contractor Success? We have those training elements for you. We have all the assets there for you. Once you become a member, you can simply start building your website as you want. You get all these tools inside of our site in the portal that allows you to not just build a great website, but build something unique outside of what contractors have. Most contractors, if you do visit their website, there is nothing too special about their website. They hire somebody quick, as cheap as possible, and boom, they have a website. Now, let me ask you, having a basic website, does it really sound to you like it's effective? Well, let's put it in a different way. If you walk up to a client and you want them to call you back and you hand them a business card, does it matter of the quality business card that you hand them? Do you think it matters and it makes a difference, the impact of that quality? Do you think they will call you back based on the quality of your business card, or do you think it really comes down to what they thought of you in person? Well, in both respects, they're equal. Not only is the property owner sizing you up in person, trying to understand who you are, but it does say a lot about who you are in terms of professionalism when you hand them that business card, when you direct them to your website. The quality of your website speaks volumes. It explains, without your words in person, exactly what you know how to do, exactly what you can do, and what you have done. Directing people to a website is a big thing. It is a tool that 25 years ago, 20 years ago, even 15 years ago, wasn't nearly as important. It wasn't even that useful. The word of mouth advertising, that got people a long way, you know, 20 years ago. Contractors worked a lot with each other. They supported each other. There was no animosity in respect of competition and competitors out there that had the same license as you. Contractors somewhat looked out for each other. And there was always enough work. You know, there was always a job that not everyone could do that the next contractor coming along could pick up. So, to help you understand what you get inside the contractor success, you get all the elements that you're missing. You get the strategies that help you build trust with clients. You have the tools when it comes to setting up accounts. Where do you set them up? How do you go about getting the proper insurance? And where do you go for your bonds? How much does this stuff cost? And what forms do I fill out to do this? Well, everything that you need to know that every contractor has to go through, including the struggle of configuring and setting up all of these tools and elements for your business, they're all inside of our portal. You'll have plenty of questions, of course, like anyone would. But for the most part, they will all be answered inside the portal, because you will have right in front of you each tool that you can utilize to build your brand. Okay? So, in terms of legal operations for a business and the contract management, there's always something to learn, always something new. Laws change. For instance, soon the law will change where you have to have workman's compensation, whether you have employees or not. You'll be paying for that expense. There are a lot of details to being a contractor and maintaining it that you have to consider. Is it worth building your life as a contractor for your career? Work with construction workers is challenging. You know, working with people that come from more of a roughneck kind of background, there are complications in any business, but construction seems to have an array of a lot of issues. And finding the right workers is a very, very big deal when you're a contractor. So, building your business, there are steps to take, and I will briefly say a few steps. I have written down 8 steps right here. I put gain experience and learn the trade, study for and pass the contractor's license exam, register your business entity, whether it's a LLC, corporation, etc., buy insurance and bonding, build your website and marketing plan, hire and train your team, secure your first projects and build a portfolio. Streamline your operations with software. Consistently monitor your profit margins. And scale strategically. Don't grow too fast. It's good to be a booming business that's growing. It's just that you have to be able to manage the growth. You have to be able to maintain it. I mean, it's obviously a blessing to see your business grow and to see it becoming successful. But a key to success and maintaining it is exactly that, being able to control the growth of it and being able to budget for that growth and being able to take on the additional liabilities and risk you will have that involves growth. So there are secrets of top contractors out there. You know, the client communication and being responsive, respectful, and transparent is a big thing. There are no questions then. A homeowner can't say, oh, you weren't clear about this and that. I think you should pay for that. It is very vital for you to address clarity. Okay, so there are no misunderstandings of what you are actually going to be performing on site and what is not part of it. Okay, your reputation management is a big thing. Ask Google and Yelp to do that job for you. Get your business on Google search. Sign up for Yelp. These are simple things. It's just that not a lot of contractors think it matters. But it really does. Because 1 out of 10 clients that you give an estimate to, that's about the percentage of your closing. So you'll close 1 out of 10 deals. That means there's a lot of clients you won't want to take on as a customer, right? Don't be sad about that. There are more bad homeowners out there to work for than there are bad contractors. You are providing a very helpful community service for the people with a contractor's license, right? You're doing work that not everyone can do, and it's very important work. Don't forget, you might be there on site getting paid, and a homeowner or property owner might think and act as though they are doing you a favor, but let's face it, you are doing them the favor, okay? If you are giving them a good price, you are definitely doing them the favor. Never bend over backwards for somebody that won't do the same for you. When it comes down to it, you are not friends. It is about money, and I'm sorry to have to mention that, but not every client is going to be a nice client. They're not going to ever really be your friends, okay? And you'll know that as soon as money is on the line, that it's not about friendship. It's about money and about getting the job done. So it's best to get the job done and get off site, okay? So there are no other complications, because projects being delayed also cause additional problems. So success in the construction contractor business industry, it doesn't come overnight. It's earned through preparation, smart strategy, and relentless execution. By investing into your team, your branding, systems, legal structure, and always aiming to exceed client expectations, you build not just a business, but a legacy. California's licensing process, it is strict, but it sets a high bar for professionalism. And that's exactly what will set you apart. If you are a professional at all times and you focus and you really care about keeping that image and that reputation of you clean up your job, nothing happens, and you do everything you can to avoid incident with your crew, with your company, and with the work, that's a big helpful thing. Setting that bar high is going to matter. If that client decides to take on a different contractor, they will see the difference between your company and another. It's always important for you to know that a lot of companies, they just don't care. They do things as they please. They're not worried about if the client is upset or happy or whatever. Now, I did mention earlier that don't worry about the homeowner being happy. Well, how I mean that is, do the job that you went to do. If they're not happy with the job that you came to do, based on you did the job as explained, but they just feel like, oh, it should have been this way or that way, and now that I see it, I wish we would have done this and that. Well, big whoop, that's not your problem. And if you did your extensive research from the very beginning when you were taking measurements, bidding jobs, you probably were aware of the many different options there are in terms of design for your client. every single design costs a different price, right? It's a different expense. If you've already presented the options to a homeowner and they chose to go the cheaper route, don't worry. That's when you're going to understand that people get what they pay for, okay? A person that wants quality work done by a quality company, they're willing to pay for it, okay? I'm not going to hire some guy that needs to do important stuff on my for my business and pay him minimal amounts of money. I need him to come back. I need him to be happy, not just with his life at home, but with his job. That's what keeps him coming back. When he's skilled and talented, he needs to be rewarded to appreciate his position and his job, okay? No different as you are the contractor. There should be profits in jobs that you do, every single one. It's a business, okay? You're not UNICEF. You're not supposed to have to give people free work. That is not part of the job. You can feel bad for people all you want. They're on fixed incomes. They don't have a lot of money. Well, they still need to budget for the work that they are asking for. They should never overextend themselves and put the contractor at risk of losing money because they can't pay for the job, okay? There are a lot of homeowners that take on projects that they actually don't have the money for. And who ends up paying for that in the end is the contractor, okay? There have always been problems in contracting. Successful businesses have bad clients. There are lawsuits. There are disputes. And there are a lot of discrepancies when it comes to whose fault it really is. You'll get homeowner sabotage. You'll have people intentionally want to ruin work and discredit your work because they feel it'll give them a litigation advantage if you have to go to court. That is unfortunate, but let's keep in mind, it's still a business. Don't get hung up on that you're doing all this stuff and it's building, it's so hard, and it's a business. It's no different than you go to Cold Stone Ice Cream and you buy ice cream and it doesn't taste good and there's something wrong with it. It's a business. They're going to handle your situation one person at a time. Each situation is different, okay? Just because one incident happened doesn't mean that Cold Stone doesn't have great ice cream, okay? It's likely a problem with the supplier or an employee, right? But the owner themselves, they usually are always on top of their own business. They know how it needs to be ran, they know what needs to be done, and how everything should unfold to have a profit at the end of each month, right? Those things are crucial to understand, okay? I'm going to leave you with this. There was 10, 15 years of my career as a contractor that I just didn't think I could ever get above $50,000 or $60,000 doing work, you know, locally in a very competitive city, but very inner circle, you know? Contractors using their buddies that they've had for years to sub, you know, and to help. You have to find different avenues of bringing in new clients. It's going to be somewhat of a bloodbath out there to get clients because every client represents another paycheck. If you have a family to support, you need the money. But the worst part about contractors that I've seen is when they need the money, that's when they make their biggest mistakes and they take on their worst risk of all. I mean, we all need money, but in the end, it's not about money, okay? It really is about building your brand, because overall and over time, as you build your brand and you do great work, it speaks for itself over time. It might not happen when you're young right away, you know? I mean, it's hard to get credibility in any business, in any profession when you're young. It is very obvious that when you're in your 40s or 50s, you've had decades of experience in something. Those decades of experience, they kind of speak for themselves. So when you approach a homeowner as a 20, 5-year-old compared to a 45-year-old, there is a different respect. There is a different confidence. There is a different assumption about price, okay? And I don't want to deter you youngsters from wanting to open a great contracting business, because it's definitely possible for you to do exactly the same thing as a veteran, you know, and run your business, you know, the most ideal way. And utilizing our training portal is only going to help you save thousands and thousands of dollars and many, many years of challenges. If I knew then what I know now, man, six figures is actually a very simple thing. It is a simple idea when you realize how much work you're doing and what your license represents. It is the same thing in a lot of minds as a very prestigious degree from a college, right? You've put in a lot of years, a lot of hard work, and a lot of hands-on training to be able to call yourself a licensed company, a licensed contractor. Don't let anybody take away that respect that you have earned, all right? There is nothing fair about becoming a professional and then having some unprofessional, even if it's a client, tell you what to do and tell you how things should go. If you feel uncomfortable with a client that wants things built their way and you know that isn't going to work, you do not take on jobs. You don't take on projects because you need that money. You will be responsible when that design fails. They will not care. They will say, well, you built it anyway. Well, your job is to direct and advise, okay? A homeowner knows that you are responsible no matter what. If they do not hear you out, you walk away, okay? You are saving yourself a ton of energy and money, and guaranteed a lot of avoidance of lawsuits, okay? So much of this information I am explaining here is in the portal, okay, when you become a member. The small amount of money that we are charging for you to access the portal and be able to have all these tools and assets for your business. And example, we give you copyright-free, reseller-right-free video content so you can make videos for your business, so you can advertise on social media platforms for your business. We have all kinds of tools for you. I mean, it is very endless when you start thinking about the concept of construction versus the development online of your business. If you're a contractor, I'm going to guarantee most of the tools that we have in our portal, you didn't even realize are used by companies and by seasoned professional developers, website developers. I was fortunate enough to have a website development company for a little over 10 years. I learned a lot. I learned so much. I took classes, I took courses, I learned from great builders and developers, right? I was lucky, but I did it intentionally. There was a reason. I navigated the expenses that I have as a contractor, and I started trying to reduce the direct expenses. And how could I do that? Well, you can't cut out advertising, because that's something that you always need. You can't cut it out. So how do you fix that? Well, I'm not telling you to become an internet website developer overnight, but I am showing you the simplified way where you can end up with all the same things. And in your mind, you could actually start saying to yourself, I have control. I'm managing this. And with our tutorials and our videos and our training, you will eventually be able to look at your own business and everything online and offline and realize you're doing it. You are actually developing too, and you are maintaining your website presence. You will become a master of your website development over time. And with the training we have, it's simple. It's very simple. And with all of the tools that we use, even for our own stuff, it is the exact same thing that we are giving you. I have eliminated all the guessing work, okay? Because I am a contractor that came from where you started, no different. I know all the challenges, and I know exactly what would have been very, very helpful. Vital, honestly, if I would have had these resources. But most contractors don't want to share. They don't want to tell you the tricks of the trade, especially the older guys. They don't want the young guys to catch up. They want you to earn it. And they don't want to be competing against you. You underbid everything when you're young, you know? No veteran wants to do work for less than what they feel comfortable with, especially after 20-something years doing the work, right? Most people would rather just not go. And that's how it is. So I am giving you pearls, I call it, because you're building a legacy, right? You need a bookkeeper. You need to understand payroll, how to manage projects, and customer portals that you need to set up, and job costing, change orders, creating repeatable systems is a big thing, okay? You need to be able to get your employees on task, okay? And there are always systems to keep everything streamlined. But to keep up with these systems, you almost need like a book, right? Of step-by-step procedures. Well, in this case, you don't need the book. You'll have access to the contractor's success to always refer to. The resources you will have, you'll be able to come back and you'll be able to see. We update everything, any news, anything that you would want to know that's coming as a contractor. We will have that right there already for you. It's ready. It's ready for you to be successful. This is simple. I mean, everything that we did to build this training portal, it's not just a training portal. It's a tool portal. It's an asset portal. It is a startup launch business ready to go portal, okay? Everything that you are missing will be in this portal. I mean, anything that you'll need, you're not going to be aiming to exceed anything without understanding where the bar is for everyone else, right? You need to know where to set the bar for yourself and how to manage that and how to achieve these goals. And don't give up on the goals just because you have a few bad clients, okay? Always stay true to yourself. Keep moving forward, okay? With our system, if you put it in place, you will not have these problems that you have right now. There are always ways to avoid conflict with jobs and underbid projects and bad employees and clients that we could all live without. Okay? We help you understand those risks. And those risks are very well known by contractors that have been in the business for a long time. You need to understand that I got sick of it. I got sick of everything. I got tired of doing all this work for so little I could have just worked for someone else. I made really decent money as a foreman when I was young. But my boss himself said, if you ever want to achieve beyond this, you will want to be a contractor, even if he can't use me anymore because he can't afford me. I was blessed to have a boss that pushed me to be at my best, okay? But one thing that always sticks in my mind is, he said, but it won't be easy, right? And for a young guy, it's strange to keep remembering that very phrase, because it seems simple, right? Because it's not easy. Just because you know how to build anything doesn't mean running the business is easy, okay? Building and running a business is different, all right? So we prepare you for all of the elements and the aspects of and conditions that you will face, okay? You need to invest in tech, okay? There is very little I can say to people that say, I don't need a website, I don't need this. I don't agree, and I'll never agree, because we live in the world we live in, okay? That's the way things are. Of course, I prefer to be able to do things the old school way. I know a lot of people. It's just, that's not what gets it done. It's best to do projects for people that you don't really know. Often there are problems when you do work for people that are friends and this and that. You don't make the money you need to, and that's an ongoing issue. Doing work for friends, every time 10 years from now something looks, you know, a certain way, you're forever bound and stuck with that job. You know, who wants that? There is not enough money in this business to be responsible for the expenses of a project you already finished and continue to be responsible for years to come, okay? Because you have a bad client, okay? Your job, it's not easy. But congratulations for getting this far, because it is a challenge to be a contractor. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is a peace to being a contractor. When you simplify all these complex elements of a business in general, each little item becomes little. They become smaller. They become more manageable. Okay? We help you focus on what is important for your success and how to bring in the clients and how to generate the leads, okay? How to build that online presence and branding that you need, okay? Where do you get the tools? All that. You just have that in our portal, okay? So I'm going to end this and say thank you for listening and good luck with your contracting business at The Contractor Success.